From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A major military offensive is underway in the Iraqi city of Samarra. It's about 60 miles north of Baghdad. U.S. and Iraqi government forces are fighting insurgents who have largely been in control of the city. An American military spokesman said more than 100 insurgents were killed during the first day of the operation. One U.S. soldier was also killed, and four others were wounded. Similar offensives are expected over the next few months in other insurgent-held towns in Iraq's so-called Sunni Triangle. U.S. and Iraqi officials say it's critical to retake those towns ahead of next January's scheduled elections. NPR's Emily Harris is embedded with U.S. forces in Samarra, where she says the operation has been underway for more than 24 hours.
Last night, there was a great deal of fighting, a lot of small arms fire throughout the night. And then when I arrived to town in the afternoon, there was still sporadic shooting going on. Some tanks were still out on the street shooting. There have been a couple of IEDs that have exploded. That's the military jargon for improvised explosive device. The U.S. military says they've managed to secure the key government buildings in Samarra, as well as the police stations in Samarra.
Can you tell us how this operation unfolded, Emily?
This operation has been in the works for quite a long time. Samarra has been a real trouble spot, and it's been a place where U.S. troops have not been able to go without getting shot at. The planning for it has been in the works for a long time. And there are other cities, as you know, Robert, around Iraq where U.S. forces are not able to operate. And while one commander told me that what's going on in Samarra may not be a model for what needs to happen from the U.S. perspective in Fallujah and Ramadi and Sadr City in the Baghdad area, it may not be a model for that, but it's certainly, if they achieve what they want to achieve here, that's what they want to accomplish in those other towns as well.
You're speaking of U.S. troops in this operation. What was the presence and role of Iraqi troops in this operation in Samarra?
There were about 1,000 Iraqi security forces involved in this operation. At least twice as many American troops were here. There were three groups of Iraqis involved, basically from an army unit, a National Guard unit, and also police officers from actually around the country were brought in for this operation.
But have you heard accounts there of Iraqi forces firing on Iraqi insurgents, of an actual firefight between Iraqis and Iraqis?
I have not heard of that here. I don't know whether or not that's happened. I have talked to a couple of Iraqis in the past few days who are involved in this operation, including one from Samarra, and asked them whether they were prepared to fire on Iraqis, because that has been an issue in the past, certainly going into Fallujah earlier this year. They say they are ready because they say the people that they're fighting are bad people, whether they're Iraqis or somebody else.
Could you get a sense of how the residents of Samarra responded to this? Did they welcome the U.S. and Iraqi forces, or were they hiding in their homes? Or what can you tell us?
I have been unable to talk to any Samarra residents because I'm embedded with the military, and that's not the operation that they are doing right now. This is a military operation. This is distinctly a show of force. There have been reports of people leaving the city. I saw a few people leaving the city as I came in, but I was obviously only coming in one road.
NPR's Emily Harris in Samarra, embedded with U.S. forces there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robert.